This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, November 20th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. California pays more for turkey dinner. California faces an $18 billion shortfall. Steyer's regenerative ag bid for governor. And EU grapples with deforestation rule. Californians pay more for Thanksgiving dinner. Californians will pay substantially more for a traditional Thanksgiving meal this year compared to shoppers in the rest of the country, according to the California Farm Bureau's take on their federal counterpart annual survey. The cost of a classic turkey dinner for 10 in California totals $72.61. That's well above the $55.18 national average and higher than the Western region average, $61.75. Higher prices span nearly every staple on the holiday table. A 16-pound frozen turkey averages $29.72 in California. That's compared to $21.50 nationally. Dairy items like whole milk and whipping cream also show wide gaps, along with sweet potatoes, pie shells, and green peas. California's Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said rising production costs are squeezing farmers who receive just 15.9 cents from every dollar that is spent on food. Despite rising costs and slim margins, Douglas said our farmers remain committed to ensuring a bountiful supply of fresh, nutritious food. California faces an $18 billion shortfall. The state is anticipating an $18 billion shortfall for the next fiscal year, that according to a new outlook from the Legislative Analyst's Office. Despite strong tax revenue driven largely by booming incomes in the tech sector, much of that is constitutionally earmarked for schools or debt payments, leaving limited flexibility. At the same time, costs for pensions, retiree health care, and entitlement programs, they're rising faster than previous estimates. The LAO cautions this is not a one-off gap and estimates the deficit could grow to $35 billion annually by 2027 unless structural changes are made. The shortfall marks the fourth consecutive year of budget gaps for California, raising fresh concerns about long-term fiscal sustainability. Legislative leaders immediately blamed the Trump administration for exacerbating the shortfall. Why it matters? Well, lawmakers have already deployed a quick-fix mechanism like eliminating most tax credits, the analysts told reporters. That means the push to compensate farmers for ag overtime through tax credits is likely to fall flat again this year, especially with the legislature greenlighting Governor Gavin Newsom's $750 million tax credits for the film industry last year. Tom Steyer launches governor bid. Billionaire climate investor Tom Steyer's officially entered the race for California governor. He is positioning his campaign around affordability, housing, and corporate taxes while leaning heavily on his long-standing climate credentials. Steyer said in his launch video that California needs to, quote, make corporations pay their fair share. Steyer and his wife, Kat Taylor, founded the 1,800-acre Tomcat Ranch in Pascagoula to promote and study regenerative ranching and sustainable practices. Steyer had staged the launch of his doomed 2020 presidential bid at that ranch. Both have been Democratic donors for years, contributing to Newsom's election campaigns, and both have lobbied on CDFA's climate smart programs and held close ties to the administration. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Peach growers brace for fallout. Peach growers across California are on edge following the bankruptcy of Del Monte Foods and its rejection of long-term processing contracts worth more than $555 million, reports the California Farm Bureau. The contracts, many extending through 2044, were signed by members of the California Canning Peach Association, which represents about 70% of the state's clean peach growers. Without a buyer for their fruit, growers who dug deep to plant new orchards face potentially steep losses, especially since trees often take several years to yield and repay costs. The growers' best shot at recovery may rest in the auction of Del Monte's Modesto cannery set for December 4th, which they hope will attract a new processor willing to honor or to replace their contracts. European Union split on deforestation rule delay. The European Union's legislative and executive bodies are at odds over how to move forward with bringing deforestation regulations into effect. The rules were set to take effect at year's end. The European Commission floated a one-year delay for small companies in October. EU member states yesterday endorsed a proposal to pause the regulation for another year for everyone. They also call for the Commission to find ways to simplify the regulation. But it's not just the Commission and member states that have competing ideas on how to proceed. European Parliament, the EU's second legislative body, is also divided on how to proceed. A person familiar with the internal discussions told AgriPulse yesterday that the two potent voting blocks that make up more than a third of lawmakers want a two-year delay. The Progressive Alliance of Socialists and Democrats, which makes up about 20% of the lawmakers, it's against stopping the clock on the regulations or reopening them for simplification, the person said. The parliament will try to reach a unified position during a plenary meeting slated for Tuesday, the person said. After that, they'll have to work with the commission and member states to reconcile their positions. Maha's evolution to focus on science-backed policies is positive, experts say. The Make America Healthy Again movement remains a concern for the ag industry, but experts told the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention attendees that the movement's aggressive assault on agriculture has faded over the past year. I think there is a greater focus on the importance of science and risk-based policies and how there is a greater focus on the economic consequences of departing from science and risk-based policies, explained John Bodie, president and CEO of the Corn Refiners Association. Maha will likely always be tied to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., said Molly Van Loo. She's Vice President of Nutrition and Health Policy at the International Fresh Produce Association. However, she expects the movement's principles, which are largely bipartisan, to continue beyond the Trump administration. Van Loo said, quote, "I think we are in a very kind of unique moment where the president recognized Maha as a populist movement prior to the election. So I think we won't see it as it is today forever, but these issues, the fundamental issues, will be around as long as people care about them." Here's today's final word. Through Ag Commissioners, we have one of the most comprehensive and transparent systems for enforcing those laws. That's Melissa Cregan, president of the California Agriculture Commissioners and Seedlers Association, in an outreach video stressing that the state is already hard at work regulating pesticide applications near schools through, quote, some of the strictest pesticide laws in the world. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, November 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.